This is Vivian with an article written by Heather. September's death of Queen Elizabeth II heralds not only national mourning, but a change in many aspects of daily life. The Queen died at the age of 96, just 6 months after celebrating her Platinum Jubilee earlier this year. She became Queen in February 1952 at the age of 25, following the death of her father, King George VI. Her coronation took place in June 1953. She became the longest-serving British monarch several years ago, when she passed Queen Victoria's previous record of 63 years on the throne. Queen Elizabeth was also the world's second longest-serving monarch, with her reign only exceeded by Louis XIV of France. Louis was King of France for 72 years, ascending to the throne when he was just 4 years old. Elizabeth's 70 years as Queen mean that most of the British population have known no other monarch during their lifetime. Estimates have suggested that 85% of the population have known no one else on the throne. In those 70 years, the Queen, and all of us, have seen enormous changes in society, lifestyle, work, culture, politics, and international relations. From the end of rationing in 1954, through to the swinging 60s, from decimalisation and the economic crises of the 1970s, to the loads of money 1980s, and to the start of a new century, the changes have been dramatic. As we now enter the reign of King Charles III, we wait to see how the monarchy and our lives continue to change. Some of the everyday changes we can expect include a new face on coins, banknotes and stamps. Also, of course, the words of the national anthem will change to God Save the King. Existing stamps and currency will remain in use, but new versions will carry Charles' head, and traditionally he will be pictured facing the opposite way to his predecessor, the Queen. Also in time, any new post boxes will carry Charles' crest instead of his mother's. At the age of 73, King Charles III will undoubtedly have a shorter reign than his mother. Born in November 1948, he celebrates his 74th birthday later this year, and he has already entered the history books as the oldest person to ascend the British throne. Prince William now becomes first in line to the throne, followed by his son Prince George, who is second in line. Assuming nothing happens to change the line of succession, this means that most of us are unlikely to see a queen on the British throne again in our lifetimes.